From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. The Columbia Planned Parenthood Clinic will retain its license to operate an abortion facility until at least late December, although the clinic will still not have a doctor with the ability to perform abortions. KBIA's Rebecca Smith has more.
U.S. District Judge Nanette Lowry ruled Wednesday to extend the temporary restraining order blocking the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services from revoking the Columbia Planned Parenthood Clinic's license to operate an abortion facility. Laura McQuaid is the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri and says the judge said the department's move to revoke the license may be a result of, quote, animus against the clinic and its services. McQuaid also says Planned Parenthood will begin to prepare for the preliminary injunction hearing that will be held on December 29th.
If we are granted a preliminary injunction, that prevents the state from revoking the license until the litigation is completed.
Planned Parenthood of Kansas in Mid-Missouri filed its lawsuit against the Department of Health and Senior Services on Monday. From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith.
Federal prosecutors say a Cleveland-area teen missing for nearly a month was found at the home of Christopher Schroeder in Marthasville on Tuesday. Authorities charged Schroeder yesterday with transporting a minor to engage in criminal sexual activity. The girl was last seen on November 8th. Police said earlier she told friends she was planning to run away. Interstate 70 westbound traffic at both Garth and Rangeline will be redirected to the new westbound bridges built at those locations beginning next week. The lane shift at Rangeline will begin next Tuesday, and the Garth lane change will start Wednesday night. Travis Kessner is the assistant district engineer for the Missouri Department of Transportation's Central District.
We're going to get some new bridges that we shouldn't have to touch for a long time. These bridges will be out there with a 75-year service instead of us having to go out there and do some patches on the deck all the time, and also to get rid of those holes that travelers have to encounter when they're driving across.
Kessner says local motorists should try to avoid I-70 through Columbia until this project is finished. The project is moving slightly ahead of schedule and is expected to be completed by October 1, 2016. The University of Missouri Faculty Council has voted to recommend rescinding an honorary doctorate degree given to Bill Cosby. The Columbia Missourian reports the council voted November 5th to take back Cosby's honorary doctorate. Chair of the Faculty Council Ben Trachtenberg said Tuesday that he has sent a letter with the council's recommendation to Interim Chancellor Hank Foley and Provost Garnett Stokes. The 78-year-old comedian is facing dozens of allegations that he drugged and sexually assaulted women. Cosby has not been charged in any of the cases and has denied many of the allegations. Cosby received the honorary doctorate from the university in 1999. Missouri would join several other schools that have revoked degrees given to Cosby. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.